From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block. Now we're going back 1,300 years to the Chinese poet Du Fu. American poet David Young has translated many of his poems. Alan Chu has this review of the new collection called Du Fu, A Life in Poetry.
Du Fu, who lived from 712 AD to 770, spent his life making his poems, raising a family, trying to find patronage at the courts of emperors, and sometimes moving back and forth across the Chinese countryside as warring armies advanced or retreated. The record he left of his ambitious apprentice days and inebriated young manhood as a poet taking in the natural world around him is superb. In, for example, a poem about crossing a famous lake near the capital, he writes, "As we come to the lake's middle, we see in its dark depths the southern mountains mirrored upside down in the water, here and there a quiver, as if the mountain moved. Maybe our boat will collide with a high mountain temple. Maybe the moon will swim out of the mountain pass." But as a wife and children come to depend on him, he adds to his wonderful views of nature some worrying lines about politics. "The state goes to ruin," he writes, "but mountains and rivers survive. So the stillness of nature's beautiful moments remains, no matter how tumultuous the poet's personal life." Even as he and his family make one of their many journeys because of political turmoil in the capital, "We leave at night with carts," he tells us, "overhead a moon and a wilderness of stars, here and there clouds and mist. This universe is enormous. My road goes on and on, as does his work, even into our present day."
The collection is called Du Fu, A Life in Poetry, translated and edited by David Young. Our reviewer is Alan Chuse.